Welcome, everyone. This is Glenda Dawson, and welcome to Reiki Clinic. For those that do not know what Reiki is a Japanese spiritual healing technique in which the practitioners can help your body heal itself through Reiki, through energy. Rei, which translates to universe, or life force, and ki translates to the physical energy of the body. And put together, Reiki. So it translates to universal life force energy. That means that the job of the Reiki practitioner is to help your body work its own healing magic. We won't consider ourselves, and I don't definitely consider myself a healer, because all I am doing is being the conduit for that healing energy so your body can heal itself. So you accept what you need, you accept what you want, and you can heal yourself. Now, the process of giving Reiki to someone is the process of giving them even more of the life energy that they already have within. So we just give the body that extra energy to do it with it as it will. This is why permission is so important, because if the Reiki practitioner gives someone Reiki and they have not provided permission, they are working against free will, and the body of that person can and most likely reject it because the permission was not given. So it appears that during this time, this very time period right now that we are in, we're all running, or most of us are running around on empty, with just enough energy to get through what we have to do each and every day. Meaning that there's not a lot of energy left over for your body to work on maintenance, on repair, on deeper healing, whether it's spiritual or physical or mental, emotional, or even energetic. And so when we give your body that extra energy, it takes that energy and uses it how it wants to, likely for deeper healing, something that cannot really be seen, or something that, you know, you need to really dig in and find out what it is, heal it, and then this way the rest of the body or bodies can heal themselves. Now, during a regular session, I will not only administer Reiki energy, but will also align and balance the chakras for a full all-around energy session. It is whatever the receiver needs, not what I intend to send, but what the receiver needs. Unless, of course, I intuitively, my guides tell me what they need so they can be provided with the proper Reiki modality also. So for this, if you have any questions, I also teach many, many different Reiki modalities, many, many different healing modalities in general, and many different classes. I also do provide services, healing services, sessions, coaching, intuitive spiritual coaching, many other different things. And if you require any of that, or you are more interested in finding out what I do or some of the stuff I do, you could go to my website at glendasmagicalcreations.com. Again, glendasmagicalcreations.com. But I can be found in almost every single type of social media that is out there, from Facebook to TikTok, Instagram, Twitch, YouTube. So you can find me anywhere that you look. Now, for this tonight, I'm going to have you find an uninterrupted place where you can get comfortable. If you're driving, please either pull over and make yourself comfortable, or wait until later. You can watch this anytime later on, as it will be, the recording will stay in different social medias. So make yourself comfortable, or if you're working, just wait till later. Give yourself this time, the full attention that it needs. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Take a slow, deep breath and let go of any tension. As you feel yourself sinking into the surface you are resting on, becoming still more comfortable and relaxed. And again, with every breath you take, you will become more comfortable and more relaxed. Going in deeper and deeper into your higher self, into your true being. Take another deep, slow breath and release your thoughts, letting them drift far away. Now take another deep breath and know that at this moment, all is well. You are safe. You are sound. You are a sacred being that deserves this. Give yourself the opportunity to rejuvenate, to heal, to become better than what you are at this very moment. And this way you can continue on your path, on the path that you came here for. Now continue taking those breaths, but they don't have to be so deep. You could just go back to your natural breathing rhythm, or if you want, you can envision yourself breathing to the waves of the ocean as they come in and then they go back out. Slow breathing will help your body to relax even more, and we will be more open and willing to receive the energy it is so seeking. Now bring your awareness into your heart center, the energy center in the middle of your chest, and notice the softness there. Envision all of your energy that you have sent out to the world. Maybe rub your heart area counterclockwise or clockwise. Either way, just continue doing it. So the energy can start sinking in and going in deeper and deeper. And you notice that your heart chakra is opening up and sending more love to the rest of your body. Feel whole, feel complete. Allow your heart to be full of energy, of divine, loving, healing energy. And now as you're doing that, I will send a big bubble of Reiki energy to be completely around you, so you may receive Reiki completely all around, and then letting it go inside through your crown chakra. So there will be energy available from the inside out and from the outside in. Now quietly receive this energy and know that all is well. And you can simply be here, relax, and just receive. Bring yourself more fully into your heart. Let it be the doorway to every single part of your body. Allow that energy to continue to flow throughout your body as we envision yourself walking through a doorway. And you'll find yourself at the edge of a forest, looking down a long winding trail. It is late afternoon and the light is soft. The air is warm, and as a breeze finds you, you can smell that beautiful calming smell, aroma of pine, that sweet scent of forest floor, and the yellow buttercups and blue bonnets all along the trail before you. The path beckons and it feels like the perfect day for a walk. So you set off on your way. The forest is quiet and your steps are soft on a spongy ground. And as you walk along, you're soon enveloped by a peaceful feeling of enchantment, slowing everything down, taking you deeper and deeper within as that Reiki energy intensifies and provides more energy that you can grab, your higher self can grab. It's a pot of gold, as you may, that never ends. Just keep grabbing, allowing that energy to go deeper and deeper and deeper. Release any tension, any pains, anything that bothers you, whether it was something that happened at the store earlier or with someone else, just release it. At least for this very moment. Just let it be about you. Nothing else. Don't have to concern yourself with who understood you, who didn't understand you, who didn't take your advice, who did. It doesn't make any difference. This is all about you. So you can feel better and be at a greater state of your higher dimension. So you can be the ascended being you came to be, healed, full of energy, and walking around doing your best and shining your light bright. Don't allow others to dim that light. And with this Reiki, receive that energy, harvest it, get it as much as you can take. And let this beautiful place come gently to alive. Your path now leads to a little stream. You can easily step across and you stop to look in at the clear water. You see the bright colored stones and you see the fish darting here and there in the current. Oh, everything is so fresh, so clear. Even the mind now has clarity. It's not focused on the chaos. It's focused on nature, on just being and what your path is, on healing yourself so you can be that guiding light, so you can heal yourself to heal others. I will continue sending Reiki energy deeper and deeper to each of you, exactly what you need. Reiki is not about over receiving or under receiving. If you accept, you will receive the right amount, the right level, the right type, the right lineage, the right modality. Now the path winds its way through ancient firs and oaks tangled with vines. What a beautiful place. Nature has a way of healing and helping you give healing to you. Mother Gaia is there to protect us, to give us what we need, to ground us and give us clarity, to make us firm and understand what we're here for. Some of us, sometimes we lose our way. We're human, but that's okay. Even if the trail is windy, you always get to where you need to get to. if you allow it to occur. This is your reality. Accept that Reiki energy. Let those vibrations get stronger and increase through every single cell of your body. Open your heart and feel your own heart begin to open and expand further and further. Now you enter into a clearing where you come upon a solitary deer who immediately senses your presence and looks up to your face. And as your eyes meet, you're flooded with a sense of awe and wonder at the beauty of this gorgeous, divine-given part of nature, this beautiful creature. The deer is totally at home in this setting, as if it were an extension of the plants, of the trees, and the air you're sharing. And in the eyes, ears, you don't see fear, but you see recognition as he seems to have been expecting you. You're here to make a discovery, and the deer is here to help you, to stand with you, and you feel an unspoken connection between the two of you. He talks to you telepathically because he trusts you. He knows you're not here to harm him, but to heal yourself so you can bring that healing back into your reality. So you can find the clarity you're looking for. So you can find the peace that you've been looking for. So you can be energetically rejuvenated. So you don't have to walk around so exhausted that you bump into walls, you bump into people, you drop things. Let this be your time to rejuvenate. Let go of anything that's keeping you at night. Let go of anything that doesn't give you clarity. Let go of anyone that brings you down and holds you down instead of letting you fly free. So you can be light and you can bring to this world what you were meant to bring. You look all around you. There are gifts. The trees, the moss and the rocks, the air, the water, the animals. You have gifts all around you. Look at them. Just in this beautiful setting, turn around. Take a moment to consider yourself in these surroundings. And even in your awakened reality, let those gifts that are surrounding you come into your focus so you can be grateful for them. Like, for example, in the winter, snow covers most of the ground, but the animals always find a leaf or two to eat, and everything is very quiet to conserve energy. So they are humble and cooperative and therefore can live and appreciate this world, a world that offers everything to us, if we really just take a look and are open to it. The wind brings us cleanse the air, brings us clean air. The rain cleanses our environment. The snow brings a beautiful blanket over the earth. The sun gives us energy, vitamins, what the plants need, what the earth needs to grow, and then it gives us food and water. Everything is here as a gift, and so are you. Now allow that Reiki energy to continue going deeper and deeper to every single cell in your body. And as each cell gets full of Reiki energy, it pushes out that negative, that disease, that illness, that worry, that fear, that chaos you may have in your body and within. And it just pushes it all the way to the bottom of your feet, where it releases it to Mother Gaia. And once you, Mother Gaia receives that, it will just transmute it into beautiful, positive energy. And the full circle of life continues. That positive energy then feeds Mother Earth, that feeds the animals and the plants, feeds nature, that feeds us, feeds the world, and so on. We release again, whether we release positive energy or negative energy, we become conduits of that energy to continue the process, the full circle of life. As we die, we provide food for the earth. Our physical body provides food for the earth, so then others, plants and nature can grow and continue. When an animal dies, it continues giving to other animals, and they continue living and down to the earth again. Continues a full circle. I am very humble, and I appreciate this world that we have been given, this gift. So do not worry. Do not fear. Everything comes as you need it. And all is in perfect order. Life is in motion behind every leaf, every blade of grass, creating the scenery. Just observe. And allow your body to sense all the energy that's being sent to you, then that you are accepting and receiving, and feel and envision all that tension, all that pain just floating away. Think a moment to thank yourself for giving yourself this gift of allowing this session, for allowing this openness, for allowing this awareness to occur. Every practitioner does it differently. I do it so you can relax through meditation and be more open to receive and release anything that can be left behind. Anything that's negative, you don't need to carry with you. It's just extra weight that you carry. Now take a few slow, deep breaths, accepting all of that beautiful energy and healing that you just received, becoming brighter and brighter, and accepting the heart as that beautiful conduit of that love, divine love that's being slowly flowing through your body. Overflowing, actually. Again, take a moment to thank yourself for giving yourself this gift and this opportunity. Now take three slow, deep breaths. Slowly bringing your awareness gently back to your physical surroundings. Take your time. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes, feel awake, feel alert, feel refreshed, and know that all of your ailments and all of your fears have been cast aside. I want to thank you for being here. I would appreciate it if you like this video or this stream, this session. Share it. Subscribe. And I welcome all questions, all comments. No question, and there is no question, there's no comment that is silly or dumb. Please. go ahead, email me, send me comments, send me a feedback. You can find me again at glendasmagicalcreations.com. And as always, I welcome you with an open heart, receive you as my equal, and many blessings, many, many blessings, especially during this month of abundance and of manifestation. I love you. Many blessings. Namaste. Till next time, again, my love is being sent to you. Bye.